Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. Thank you to everybody who's been tuned in for the first 2 hours of the show. You can consider this to be halftime. And it's a great Friday. Why is it a great Friday? It's not a good Friday. It's a great Friday. Because hours from now, you got college football all Saturday. More than 24 hours from now, you got NFL football all day Sunday. You got an entire weekend where you can eat, drink, be merry, and watch people hit each other. Why not? Sounds like a good life. As long as nobody's out there hitting you. Don't allow that. Anyway, for the next 2 hours, guess what we're going to talk about? More football. It's what we've done for the first 2 hours. Oh, we also talked about the fact that Novak Djokovic is going to another U.S. Open final. We talked about Team USA basketball taking an L, losing to Germany, and now they got to battle it out for the bronze medal against Canada. Wow. Interesting. A little basketball rivalry. Who would have thought USA and Canada? Who would have thought USA for a bronze medal? Hey, basketball is changing, right? So everybody playing basketball all over the world. So no shock, no surprise there. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard holding it down for us, producing in New York City. And then you, people tuned in all over the country. The free Odyssey app, your local affiliate. SiriusXM channel 158 for my truck drivers. And then we got people on a smart speaker. And so we've talked about some of the early NFL storylines, things that you really want to see. I'd love to see Russell Wilson and Sean Payton. Shep, could you imagine if Russell Wilson got into a shouting match with Sean Payton on the sidelines? It will never happen, but wouldn't it be a fun thing to see?
It wouldn't. Like you said, it's not happening.
Russell Wilson would stand there staring into space before he engages Sean Payton. I'd pay to see him get angry, though. We got the Ravens, Odell already dealing with an ankle. Joe Burrow, if you were worried about him and his calf, you don't have to worry about his bank account. He's about to get 55 a year. But his calf is fine. He's going to go out there and play against Deshaun Watson and those Browns. Geno Smith, Seahawks, they're going to host the Rams. Jordan Love and Fields, that should be fun to watch. And we're going to get into the NFC North. We had a caller hit us up about that earlier on. And then, you know, last hour we talked about the Cowboys and the Giants. And right before the break, we got into a matchup that will pretty much be probably it's probably going to be the most viewed game tomorrow. I know Texas has Alabama. That's an evening game. So just by timing, that might be the most watched game. But Colorado and Nebraska is going to attract everybody. 12 noon, 9 Pacific. Most people will just be still getting their day going. People are going to stop and pause to see what Deion does against Matt Rhule. Nobody gives a damn about Matt Rhule. He's not appointment viewing. But Deion Sanders, as Shep mentioned before we went to break, he's the guy, man. Deion Sanders is the biggest name in college football right now. It's not a player. It's not Caleb Williams. I'm sorry. It's not Nick Saban, the most decorated coach. It's not the Georgia Bulldogs trying to go for a three-peat. No, 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 no. It's Deion Sanders. And so let's see what he can do against Nebraska. I think they have a good chance to go 2-0, even if they don't throw the ball around the way that they did in the first game. Even if Shador is throwing the rock around for 300-plus yards, it's going to be more than what Nebraska can probably keep up with unless they dominate on the ground. And then we took it another step further. Shep said that he believes that everybody in Colorado enjoy Deion now. He might be moving on to the league in a few years, or maybe sooner. Who knows? And then we posed the even more electrifying proposition or potential for Deion Sanders to be the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. That'd be wild as hell. I don't think that their egos would fit in one room. Maybe they could do it for a season before they want to kill each other, both he and Jerry Jones. It'd be fun to watch. Sign me up for it. The Dallas Cowboys know how to do anything. It'd certainly create storylines. That'd be fun to see. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Roman is calling from South Carolina. Hey, Roman, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. How are you?
Hello, sir.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, I can't hear you too good, but I hear you now. So, I love your show. I listen to it every night before I go to bed. Long-time listener, but first-time caller. I wanted to talk about the NFL and the Chiefs. Okay. I know the first week didn't go too great, and it's too early to judge, but what do you think about the Chiefs? Are they going back to another Super Bowl back-to-back, or they're trash?
Oh, no. Oh, man, we can't. Well, first of all, Roman, thank you for listening. How old are you?
I'm 14.
Oh, that's cool, man. So you listen to me before you go to sleep? I mean, you're not tired in the morning? You ready? You okay to go to school? Not tomorrow, of course, but you get enough rest?
Yeah, I get enough rest.
You like school?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, nobody likes school. You just got to do it. Don't worry. In 4 years, you can do whatever you want to do. But, man, I wouldn't be concerned about the Kansas City Chiefs. Saying that they could be trash, I don't think so. A team that has Patrick Mahomes at the helm, I think at minimum they will be good. Are they going to be championship good? That's what we have to figure out. Who knows? Maybe this is a fluke injury that took place with Travis Kelce with the bone bruise in his knee. And maybe he comes back and he continues to be an Iron Man. If that's the case, I think everybody's slotted behind him when it comes down to the receiving options. I think they're okay. Kadarius Toney isn't as bad as he showed with his four drops. So I'm not concerned about the Chiefs right now. I don't think they'll be trash. If they are, I would really, really be surprised.
All right. Thank you so much.
No problem, Roman.
Try to call back later, maybe in the week or something.
Yeah,
but I really love your show. Thank you so much.
Whoa, slow down. Wait. Roman, what time is your bedtime? Well, you're 14.
Depends.
You don't have one anymore, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, yeah, okay. 14-year-olds, start doing what you want. Well, you have a good weekend, okay?
You too, sir. Goodbye.
Okay, thank you. How about that? I feel old. Call me sir. Didn't call me JR. I mean, wow. A lot of manners there. I liked it. Damn. Hey, Shep, anybody call you sir?
Not callers.
Whoa.
It's more when you talk to operators and customer service. But you know what?
What?
Roman's from South Carolina, and not to pick on any other state, but
you're calling some states heathens. No manners heathens.
No, I didn't say that. What I'm trying to do is highlight South Carolina.
Oh.
That is a state of incredible dignity, manners, and just class.
When the last time you been?
I've been many times.
Oh, South Carolina, really?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not
right
I'm
over
not,
the border from me. I'm near. I'm right. not gonna say all the time.
Right. Listen, I'm no Kwame Brown.
I like Tennessee, by the way, but yeah. that's no shot at South Carolina anyway.
it's hard to believe yes. that Kwame Brown speaks the way he does being from South Carolina, but that's a whole other story we can get into some other time.
Well, it's just an angry man.
Yeah, it is.
Shout outs to everybody in South Carolina. Thank you. They got that, they build them BMWs out there, too. Anyway, before I have South Carolina driving down 85 to whoop my ass, 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Alabama. That's my next-door neighbor to the west. And talk to Larry. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Larry?
What's going on, brother? Man, I'm loving the show.
Thanks.
Talk about old. I remember when that My Mind Playing Tricks on Me was new.
Oh, my God. What, 1992? Yeah, one of my favorite songs, man. Ghetto Boys. Yes.
Yeah, we were jamming that as hard as we could.
I was listening to Bushwick Bill earlier today. I'm glad he don't got to deal with his demons no more, man. That was a suffering-ass dude, man. I'm glad he's
good. That was some good stuff back then. Yeah, but anyway, just talk a little bit about Nate Dion. So I got a high school son, right, playing football senior year. We're following him on Twitter. We're following him on Facebook, loving what he's saying, loving what he's doing, trying to show my son, give him that motivation that Dion's pumping. You know what I mean? It really does. It really does. It is everything that you would want out of a coach. I'm going to put him on a pedestal, okay? It really is. But now where we might differ in opinion is
yes.
it doesn't translate to the NFL.
I was going to ask that.
You seen Nick Saban. You seen the Gators coach, whatever. I forget his name. He went to the NFL, didn't last but a minute. It just doesn't transfer. You know, those guys have made it. That, you know, it's kind of like the old saying, can't teach old dog new tricks. You know what I mean?
Urban Meyer was hanging out with people who didn't happen to be his wife. You know, that's not a good look that's going to work out anywhere.
Yeah, 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 yeah. The new Netflix series on Swamp Kings is really good if you haven't seen it, by the way.
No, but, I haven't seen it yet, no.
Oh, you got to watch it, brother. You got to watch it. It's a great documentary.
Okay.
But
I said, no taking. Well, thank you, Larry.
Yes, sir. But, hey, man, I appreciate you taking my call. Love the show. Keep it up.
All right, you have a great weekend. Shout-outs to Larry for calling Alabama. He loves the Ghetto Boys. Scarface, Mr. Face. 855-212-4CBS. Tim is here from Michigan. What's up, Tim?
Jay, how you doing tonight?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Man, I'm just out here drinking this Lions Kool-Aid. I want to tell you, it was a weird feeling this whole off season, getting super hyped about the Lions, but always knowing they break your heart. And last night was it was something special.
So what are you going to tell me as a result? You're drinking a Lions Kool-Aid, and what is that Kool-Aid telling you?
That Kool-Aid tells me we're winning at least one playoff game. We're going to win. We're going to win the conference championship, and we might just go to the Super Bowl, JR.
Oh, my God. There it is.
I know, right? I know. It's silly. It's crazy to think.
I know you're drinking. I know you're drinking the Lions Kool-Aid. Have you been drinking anything else tonight?
Tonight, a little bit.
Well, what have you been drinking?
Not as much as I was drinking last night.
Okay, I understand. You're not driving, are you?
No, sir.
Okay, good.
But so I've been a Lions fan for 35 years since, you know, I was old enough to be a fan.
Okay.
And I've never been a part of an atmosphere like downtown Ann Arbor last night where everybody was on board and people are running around high-fiving. It was just something special.
All right. Well, I mean, I would say act like you've been there before, but you haven't. So enjoy.
We haven't been there. We've never been there, JR. That's the thing.
Yeah, I know.
On another side note, I do some consulting for a bar downtown. I was working there tonight, and we were watching that USA-Germany game, and Duncan Robinson was sitting at a table in there, and I'm like, Duncan, you should be out there, man. We could have used a three-point threat, knocking down some threes.
They needed somebody to rebound the basketball. That's what they needed. Duncan ain't going to rebound. That's what they needed.
Duncan ain't going to rebound, but he might have knocked down 10 threes.
Yeah, he might have. Might have. Well, this is all good. Yo, you said last night or this morning, that game was in the morning time.
All right. Well, we're watching the replay, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. I was about to say. Hey, well, make sure you tune in for USA versus Canada. That'll be fun.
Oh, yeah. It'll be great.
All right. Lots of fun.
I don't think I'll tune in, Jay. I'm not going to lie.
All right, Tim. Well, you be safe, okay?
All right.
All right, take
care. Yes, sir. Have a good night.
No doubt about it. Yeah, USA versus Canada, that game is like 5 a.m. in the morning on the East Coast. I ain't watching that. Shep, you going to watch Team USA versus Canada?
No.
Wow. They got NBA players on a Canadian team. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. You got that idiot Dylan Brooks that nobody likes. You got R.J. Barrett. They got players on the team.
JR, when Team USA, whether it's the Goodwill Games, whether it's the World Cup, whether it's the Olympics, when they start taking these international games seriously, I'll do the same. When they want to run out their C team every single year for international play because the real ones don't want to play in the summer, I'm not going to give it the credence that it deserves.
Wow. I get it. If Kevin Durant and Booker and who else would they throw out there?
Steph. Anybody. Like
Steph Curry.
I mean, LeBron would still be the best player on this team. The guy's going on year 21. Dame. Dame's hurt, so the calf. All right, I'll excuse him.
Yeah, but they want vacation too, you know? Like, we don't care. Americans, and I can't speak for all Americans, but for us, with basketball and competitively internationally, it's the Olympics. That's it. Like the rest of the world, the other countries, they're like, oh, FIBA World Cup, FIBA. We don't care about no FIBA World Cup.
JR, if fair enough, but I remember the days when Kevin Durant was playing in the FIBA World Cup games. And Kevin Durant was still one of the five greatest names in basketball in the world.
He was younger and less hurt.
Oh, okay, but there's a lot of young guys now. Like Jamal Murray is a young guy. He should have been playing.
He's Canadian.
I know. That was. The second I said that, I was like, "Whoops."
he's not American.
But you get where I'm coming from. Now, listen, I can't say the Ball Brothers because they're never healthy, regardless.
The Ball Brothers.
Right, but there are so many young Americans. Okay, Anthony Davis is a bad example, but you get the point.
Like, he can't tie his shoes without blowing out his back.
Right. Like, you know what? You want to talk about rehabilitating his image right now? If Zion Williamson would have been the best player on this team, I know that's a stretch because Zion can't even play in the NBA regular season, let alone international competition for the Goodwill Games in the summer.
Where are they at? The Philippines?
That sounds about right.
What do they eat in the Philippines? Oh, you know what? I actually had that conversation with Sway.
Yeah?
We talked about...
From MTV?
Yeah, I know Sway.
Oh, okay. So Sway in the morning? Like that Sway?
Yeah, I know Sway. Yeah,
when is he coming on your show?
What do you want him to talk about? Boxing?
He's a big football guy. You know this.
Oh, he likes the Raiders. He's Oakland and the Warriors.
Well, he's I remember chopping it up with him when he was at. Well, he's still there, obviously. It's SiriusXM, and him and I would talk about Kobe. Is he as nice as he comes off as?
Yeah, Sway. Well, I wouldn't talk to him if he wasn't.
He is one of the nicest people I've ever met. Who has that kind of celebrity in this business?
Oh, yeah, I know Sway is my guy. Yes, I know Sway. Yeah, me and Sway sat down and we've talked boxing. We did a couple of episodes of a show together. Yeah,
that's
I know
great,
Sway.
Man. You know, I'm still waiting for him and man, who's
name the, somebody I don't like. Go ahead.
No, there's no him and I don't know why I'm blanking on this, but he's a great hip hop artist. He's been around the game for a long time, and he listens to SiriusXM NBA all the time. And I'm waiting for those guys to come on the show. You're close with him.
Chuck D.
Yes, I'm waiting for him and Sway to come on the show.
Why?
Because they're good on the air and they love sports.
Both are very possible.
I know.
All right. What are you waiting for?
Well, I can obviously. Well, they follow me. I can reach out to them, but we have a better chance of if you reach out to them.
Yeah, I would just...
Right.
Yeah, that's easy.
Exactly.
All right. Look, when the NBA season comes on, we'll talk to Chuck D, okay?
That's a deal. Rumor has it you might have another NBA big-time international star in the next couple of weeks.
Who is it?
Oh, I'm not going to reveal it to the audience. They're going to have to stay tuned for next week. But
Adam Silver said he's coming on. That's what he said.
Yeah, I've heard that.
He said that for a year now. And then every time he gets ready to come on, somebody brandishes a gun.
Well, or he's too busy trying to bend over for the players.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Whoa. How the hell am I going to... What am I going to do? Say, hey, this is the guy who said you bend over for the players? I'm supposed to say that when he joins?
Let me tell you something. Adam Silver's 60-something years old. He's sleeping right now.
Is he 60?
Oh, he easily. I think he's born in 59.
Yeah, I bet you Adam Silver is 58 years old.
I'm positive he's in his 60s. I know these individual stories. He's definitely in his 60s.
What, did he just turn 60?
Maybe, but I know he's in the 60s.
He's 61 years old. He just got there.
See, I knew it.
That's because he's looked the same for 25 years.
You know, he's taller than people realize.
Oh, no, he's tall as hell. What is he? 6'3"? 6'4"?
Yeah, sounds about right. And listen, he walked into an absolute can't-lose situation. So he came off as the greatest leader in the history of North American sports because there was no other way.
Fire a racist.
Right, exactly. I mean, there was no other way to go about dealing with that, although we do have to give him credit.
Is he still alive, by the way? He's still here,
he
right?
He is still alive, unfortunately. Bob Barker did pass away at 99.
I heard.
Right.
I was off.
Yeah. Yeah,
I was not on the air, and Bob Barker, he finally passed away. I know.
The reason I say that is because I can't tell you how many radio hosts have killed Bob Barker while he's still been alive.
I'm included in that.
I didn't want to bring that up, but yes.
I mean, come on. Now I have to go, is Bob Barker here? I thought he'd been gone.
Right. We did the same thing with Betty White, and then she finally passed away.
Oh, no, not Betty. I know Betty was alive.
Let's not do the same thing with Norman Lear.
Bob, look, I can tell you what did die. The Price is Right died when Bob Barker left. I haven't seen an episode since, and I never will.
I think Drew Carey might take issue with that.
That's fine. I don't care. I haven't seen Drew Carey since that. What's that stupid show he hosted? The Drew Carey Show.
There was the Drew Carey Show, and then he also hosted Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah, I never watched any of it.
That was Wayne. I mean, that was Wayne Brady's coming out party.
Didn't Wayne Brady also come out?
That I don't know.
He did.
I didn't know that.
He's something. What is it?
Pan something, right?
Pansexual.
I think so. All I know is that guy is immensely talented.
Wayne Brady is a pansexual. He is attracted to persons regardless of their sex or their gender. Good for him. God bless him. Wayne Brady. Whose Line Is It Anyway? Doesn't he host something else?
He hosted a daytime show. I don't know if that was long-lived, though.
Oh, the Wayne Brady Show? Okay.
Right. But, right. But all of that is about just hitting the right time and being in the right markets. Like, Ellen was in all kind of syndication, so she could not fail.
Well, she was an evil you-know-what, right?
Yeah. Listen, she's not the only big-time talk show. Right.
Tap dancing on people's careers and lives.
Let me ask you something. When you are in your final year of your broadcasting career, are you gonna open up about like who the real nasty people are in this business? I plan on doing that at some point.
Whoa.
Yeah.
No, I don't care about what anybody else does, man.
Fair enough.
Nasty people?
Well, JR.
Nobody's nasty to me. I don't got no problem.
It's different. You're JR. So And I say that in all sincerity because you are a 5-day-a-week nationally syndicated host. You have built a YouTube channel where there are hundreds of thousands of people that follow your work, and that's just on YouTube alone. So people understand you have pull, so they're going to treat you differently. I'm talking about the people that work behind the scenes that get treated totally differently. I can't wait to expose those people when my final year in this business is done.
This sounds like a villain origin story.
No, it's just to hold people accountable.
Okay. No, it sounds like you're staring out the window, you know, tapping your fingers, waiting to... like get some guys.
What am I, Mr. Smithers of The Simpsons? No, I just feel like too many people in this business get away with treating underlings like crap. And enough is enough.
Well, tell me who I need to call out. I'll do it. I don't care.
That's a deal.
Tell me, I don't care. Anyway, we'll get to that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We are calling out villains, taking names, kicking ass and taking names. We'll get to more of your calls on the other side, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We did have quite a few callers talk about the NFC North We just had somebody say he's drinking the Lions Kool-Aid. We're going to talk about the NFC North. We're going to get to your calls. It's a Friday night. I ain't doing nothing, having fun, waiting for football here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I listen to your show almost every night, at least for a little bit at a time. You do such a good job, man. I said it then, I'm going to say it again. You deserve a raise. Whoever needs to hear that, get this audio up to them. Second time I'm calling, second time I'm saying.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Well, thank you very much. That's real nice of you. That was a nice thing to say. Anyway. There's one person who's heard every single show that I've ever done, and that's me. I hear every word that I say. I got a damn monitor on my head. I got to hear every word that comes out of my mouth the second that I say it. Anyway, we're going to get into the NFC North. There's a bunch of other games that I want to talk about and must talk about. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for another hour and a half, and so trust me, we're going to get it all done. The phone lines are blown the hell up. I don't know if people want to tell me about Wayne Brady or if they want to talk to me about Deion Sanders, but we're going to find out. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. James is here from Baltimore. What's up, James?
JR, my man. Shep, my dog. My man Shep got the qualities of a revolutionary, man. He gets a little passionate about the rights and wrongs of the industry, man. We had a conversation before about the ESPN stuff, my Baltimore Orioles and Kevin Brown.
Yes. They got their thumb on him. Let me just put it that way, yes.
Yeah, but my man Shep, he don't like that stuff, man. He's passionate about it. Like you said, he's finna be a villain about it. But about Deion, man, I think you're right, too, about he the face of college football right now, and I ain't going to lie to you. The minute he signed to Colorado, I was like, shit, I'm a Buffalo fan now. I'm rocking with him all the way. I was real surprised when I looked. It's like, it's almost like I was so surprised when I looked at the line the day before they played TCU. Because going into it, I'm already thinking they're going to win maybe a close one, whatever. But when I looked at the line and I saw it was a 20-point underdog, I was like, very confused about that.
And now his son threw the ball around like he was back at Jackson State. I mean, if he's just going to do, I'm not expecting him to do that every game, but it's apparent they're athletic. They are going to really look to run teams off the field. I expect them to try to do that against Nebraska tomorrow.
Yeah, that was crazy you said that, because I was about to say, man, I wasn't surprised, but I wasn't surprised they won, but I was surprised what I saw from Shador and yeah, man. But
all right,
about him going to the NFL, I think that's an interesting topic that you brought up, because I think the first thing we always think when a guy's very successful in college, which I think Deion's going to be, is the prospect of him going to the NFL. But the thing with Deion is, He's kind of elaborated on that many times in the past, and, you know, that can change the day or tomorrow. No man knows what the future holds, but he's been very clear about the spiritual side of things and how he believes his calling is a mentor to youth, feels like that's where he belongs at with in college.
Well, there's a bunch of young-ass dudes in the NFL, too, so, I mean, he can move.
He said about that was, he said the difference is, they rich. He said he ain't got time to be trying to tell a rich man. I forgot the way he worded it. I think what he said was, he don't have the patience to deal with a bunch of rich, very rich men not doing their job.
Well, he's a very rich man. He's doing his job. And if there's enough money and something leads him to go do it, I wouldn't be surprised if he moved on as well. Hey, James, you enjoy the game and have a good weekend. I'm going to be watching too, okay?
Ravens to the Super Bowl, brother.
I hope they stay healthy. 855-212-4CBS. Casey's calling from South Carolina. What's up, Casey?
JR, I hope you're well, man.
I am.
Well, first I want to say, you know, to that last caller, man, I hope he's well, man, because I just don't think that he gets it. If you want to be real, man.
What, about the Ravens or Deion? Which one?
Oh, yeah. Ain't no way. There's no way the Ravens are going. You know, I was listening to Dan Patrick earlier today. And they were doing a little thing, you know, who would you want to see in this Super Bowl? And the Ravens wasn't mentioned once. I had never heard anybody else mention them making it either. They ain't got it. Number one, they can't stay healthy. And I really don't think Lamar's got help up front either. There's a lot of teams in the NFL, kind of like my Carolina Gamecocks. There's no help up front. Offense is the most depleted thing in the majority of every team in the, at least around here in college and in the NFL. It's a big problem, too. But I wanted to ask you, my Gamecocks struggled really badly against those Tar Heels. And I wanted to ask you if you think it's just a one-time deal and they're going to bounce back, or if Shane Beamer might have a really bad year this year, which there's a lot of people out there that think that this is the year where a lot of coaches start to fall back if you look at stuff like that.
Man, I didn't watch them from last week. I'd be lying to you if I told you, brother. No, I'm not. They're right. I mean, they're right. Y'all are right up the road from me, but I haven't watched the Gamecocks.
Well, then I'll say this. To all my Lions fans out there, don't dack yourself. You ain't going nowhere, and y'all got lucky. Okay?
Wait. You went from asking me about the Gamecocks, so I did not watch them play North Carolina. Just to crap on the Lions fans?
If you didn't watch the game, I didn't want to get too into it. My bad.
Well, who do they play Furman tomorrow? And then they play the Bulldogs after that. Hey, you want to know what I will see?
What's that?
I'm going to see them play Georgia. They're going to get smashed, brother.
Oh, I think so too, which is what I wanted to say to that other caller. Is Colorado a TCU? Because if so, in the SEC, it just means more. And I would fear for some of those boys' lives if they come over here and they do good where they're at and they get to the championship, because they're going to come across to Georgia or something worse if Georgia don't make it, which they probably will. And we'll see how good it is. I mean, those conferences over there ain't the SEC.
No, it's not. They air it out. It's all about offense, and we know these young men are grown men here in the SEC. And so we'll find out. I mean, even some of the schools that are going to be coming over in Texas and Oklahoma, it's going to be an adjustment from them just airing a ball out in the Big 12 like it's nothing. So we'll find out soon enough. But, man, good luck with the Gamecocks tomorrow against Furman. They're going to wipe them out. But I'm not checking for no Gamecocks. You got to let me know when they're competitive again, like really legitimately competitive, okay?
Well, I'm going to check in with you after the game between the Bulldogs, and you can talk about how bad y'all beat me, or that we at least covered the spread, which is all I'm hoping for, honestly.
Hey, look, they're going to be right down the road from me on 78. I might check them out in Athens, man. Come down and see the ass whooping with me, okay?
Yeah, I'll come down there, bro.
Okay, take care, Casey. Thank you, Casey, for calling from South Carolina. Listen, folks, there's so much that I already got to watch. If the team is not, like, in the top 25, it's impossible. And on Saturdays, you want to know what else? I may not be here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm broadcasting in New York on WFAN. And so I got to pick and choose what games and what teams that I watch. Right now, the Gamecocks ain't there. My apologies. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I found you about 2 months ago on the radio, and you're just very easy to listen to. I find myself looking for reasons to go out, make little runs to the store and stuff at night just so I can listen to the show for a couple minutes on my ride. So just keep doing what you're doing, bro. I really appreciate it, and it's a great show.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Getting you ready for a full weekend of college football, NFL football, all everything. There's even a UFC fight tomorrow. My main man Israel Adesanya is going to be out there throwing hands. What else is new? 855-212-4CBS. Liberty calling from Alaska. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. How are you?
Good, thank you. How about you?
I'm excellent. What's on your mind?
I was really thinking about Jalen Hurts' season this year. I've had him on my fantasy team for pretty much his entire seasons, and he's just been going up. He let me down a little last year, but I think it's really looking up this year.
Jalen Hurts let you down last year?
Yeah, he got hurt in the playoffs and pretty much cost me the game.
What game? He went to the Super Bowl. What game are you talking about?
Oh, not the playoffs. I'm so sorry. I'm forgetting.
Okay.
He got hurt last year, and it just kind of let me down in my fantasy team. I mean, I lost to my cousin. How lame is that?
Well, what did you tell your cousin? Did you, like, talk trash after?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, that's good. Well, listen, look at it this way. Jalen Hurts is expected to be one of the best players in the NFL this year. And someone else who's very high, you know Bill Belichick, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, Bill Belichick is going to play against Jalen Hurts on Sunday, and he had nothing but high praise for the dude. A matter of fact, Liberty, take a listen. This is Bill Belichick just talking about how awesome this dude is and the entire offense. Listen.
Hurts does a great job of running the show, executing the offense, but also making off-schedule plays and, you know, can run, throw. They got two great receivers, good tight end, some explosive backs. They have an excellent offensive line. They're big. They're physical. They're a well-balanced offense, and it's well-orchestrated by the quarterback, and obviously they're well-coached. They have a good plan of attack. It'll be a big challenge for us.
Yeah, don't worry about Jalen Hurts too much, Liberty. I think you're good in that regard, okay?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And on a different topic, I think the Packers' defense is looking so great this year. I'm really excited to see how they play.
So what do you think the Packers are going to do? You think they're going to go somewhere with Jordan Love as their quarterback on the offense, though?
I can't say anything for certain, but I really do hope so. I mean, my mother is a huge Packers fan, and I'd love to see her cheer. But I really want to see them go to high ranks. I want to see them maybe, like, win a Super Bowl. I wouldn't be opposed.
All right, I hear that. That might be a hell of a reach, but good luck, because I'd like to see your mom happy too. Okay, Liberty?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good luck. Enjoy the season. What's your favorite team?
Oh, that's so hard to say. I think
Seattle?
I have to go with the family, and I think I have to go Green Bay Packers.
Oh, wow. Okay, not a bad deal. Good luck, okay?
Yeah, you too. Have a great rest of your day.
You as well. Thank you so much, Liberty, for calling from Alaska. Yeah, I don't know about that one. Packers in the Super Bowl? Could you imagine? Aaron Rodgers would spontaneously combust. It's not going to happen, though, so you don't have to worry about it. 855-212-4CBS. Don is here from Milwaukee. What's up, Don?
It's a real honor speaking to you, JR. Say, you don't mind if I talk about something besides football?
I don't care what you talk about as long as it's something relevant and will entertain the people.
Oh, well, you had this interview yesterday with Jermell Charlo. I'm a big boxing fan.
Yeah, Jermell, not Jamal, Jermell.
Oh, yeah, okay, sorry.
yeah, twins, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big boxing fan. I love boxing. And you said, maybe I didn't hear right, I saw him fight one time. Did you say that he has a twin brother?
Yes, Jermall. Yes, Jermall.
Oh, I'll be darned.
Jermall Charlo. Yes.
Huh, I'll be darned. You learn something new every day. Is he the same weight, I suppose?
Yes, his brother was supposed to fight Canelo. Yes.
Oh, for crying out loud. I'll be darned. You learn something new every day, don't you? Who do you think?
Could you imagine if you had a twin brother that whooped ass too? Could you imagine two twins whooping people up? Could you imagine?
That's amazing. I'm really shocked to hear that. See, I thought I was hearing things, you know. And anyhow, I really enjoyed the interview. And like I said, when I was a kid, I used to watch boxing Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I used to have it on TV, you know. Now you hardly ever see it.
Saturday night, Friday night.
Yeah, well, gosh, yeah, I loved it. Who do you think is, he has a chance against this redheaded Mexican or not?
Well, damn. Canelo, it's Canelo for
his
man.
Canelo. He's a tough cookie, I'll tell you that.
He is. You know what? He's fought a lot. He has about more than 60-plus fights professionally under his belt.
Yeah, that's a lot of fights.
And I really think about when that's going to catch up, because it's
does catch up to you.
Yeah, it's not like you lose it over time. You wake up one day and you get
your ass Muhammad Ali, you know.
Yeah, well, he fought too long, unfortunately.
He tried to make up for that time that when he was off for those 3 years. He wanted to make up the money, you know. Thank you for taking my call, GR. Sorry. I really love hearing your voice. You have such a relaxing voice. You take care and have a great weekend.
You as well, Don. Thank you for calling from Milwaukee. Thank
you. You know how great I am. I don't have to tell you about my strategy. Let my trainer tell you. Bodine, come here. Bodine, tell him, what are we going to do?
You're going to float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. Rumble, young man, rumble.
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, I guess when you have a voice like he did and you're so powerful a speaker like he was, just at the end of his life, to not hear him speak, even when he didn't speak, the energy and, oh, man, I remember Layla fought in Madison Square Garden. I can't remember the year. It must have been maybe 08, 07, 09, somewhere in there. And Layla fought, and her dad was in the garden. And he didn't speak. He couldn't speak anymore. But just his presence, the man got a standing ovation just for being Muhammad Ali. I don't know too many people who get that type of love. He had to go through a lot of hell to get to that point. One of the best ever, helped lay the ground for what we see a lot today in the world of sports, flat period, from the marketing to the branding to the expression, just civil rights. It goes on and on and on. It's the greatest. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls. And, yeah, we're going to talk about the NFC North. We got a lot of people talking about the Packers and the Bears. How about this? Nobody has said a damn thing about the Vikings. Nobody believes in them. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
The venue's set. Families coming in from all over. It's her quinceañera. With all the excitement, it may be easy to overlook COVID-19. It's still a risk, and that's why it's muy importante to get this season's COVID-19 shot ahead of time. It helps protect against COVID-19, which can cause severe illness and hospitalization. So let's set the date, vaccinate, and celebrate. Check eligibility and schedule this season's COVID-19 shot on the CDC site, vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.